good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Joe Biden, no, Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Well, that's one thing Joe Biden's now never will be as a pastor, but Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. I guess that was a little bit of an inside joke there. The listeners probably think, what is
she
talking about?
They have no idea what we're talking about.
She's truly lost it this time.
Well, listeners, you're right. She truly has lost it. But anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's, holy smokes, Raytheon Technologies. They're cutting 15,000 staff. Plus 4,000 contractor positions. Wow. I'm sure glad we're on that V-shaped recovery.
I think the bottom fell out of the V.
I think so. You know, Wall Street spent over, I don't know if you have this, Wall Street spent over $74 million to back Biden.
I didn't see that. No, I didn't. How about that?
How about that?
Really? And they hit record highs under Trump. They're backing Biden.
And they're, well, you know, Democrats do, I mean, as much as this Republican administration has spent, Democrats will spend more. And that's all positive for Wall Street. People employed in the securities and investment industry will finish the 2020 election cycle contributing $74 million. Towards Biden. This is according to Center for Responsive Politics. A little bit of an oxymoron there. Responsive politics. Yeah, okay. The sum includes millions giving during the first 2 weeks of October. Biden's joint fundraising committees and outside super PACs. Let's see if there's anything else. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to back whoever is going to give them the most money. And, of course, you know, they also see who's behind Biden, who's really going to be running the show. It isn't going to be Biden running the show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, he truly is just a figurehead at this point. So, if he makes it his first year. But anyway, that's another story. That's another day. That's another topic. And let's go ahead and get to the gold and silver prices today. You know, gold was down big this morning, but it has had a nice recovery, stronger dollar. Gold right now in the New York spot price aftermarket is $1,870, down $7. Silver was down 3 pennies at $23.41. I did see everything was positive. Silver was positive just maybe an hour ago. Platinum was down $19 at $854. Palladium was down 37 at 2,230. The dollar, I said, was stronger by 0.45 at 93.90. Crude oil was down another 98 cents at $36.41. And the paper markets today, and even after, I can't believe how so far after the closing mark that they continue to change the numbers. I saw it really yesterday. We had a 900 point drop yesterday. The Dow, of course, recovered 200 points today, 210, 26. Oh, okay, now they just change it. Okay, it went from that to 139. Amazing what happens in these. That plunge protection team, I'll tell you what, Butch. They're good.
They're really good. You're right. They're really good.
Let's just wait and see where we're at 4 o'clock, and then we'll just adjust those computer numbers, because that's all they are. So the Dow was up 139 points. Actually, it came down a little bit at 26,659. I don't care if it went up or if it went down. To see numbers change 6 minutes, I mean, it's... NASDAQ was up 180 at 11,185. The S&P was up 39 at 3,310. 10-year yield, 0.84%, up 0.05. European and Asian markets were quiet overnight. And of course, you know, the big reports today all came mainly on the GDP. We can talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Was released today for the third quarter. But people have to remember that as nice as that third quarter number was, it was still getting stimulus money from the consumers. So their benefits hadn't been cut yet. So that is, so really we're going to have to take it into the fourth quarter to see what the stimulus, because they're going to come out with the stimulus anytime soon. So what say you, Butch?
I say that we're a mess. What else to say? A lot of fudging, I guess you could say, for the numbers, obviously. Always has been, always will be, and the stock market is not tuned to reality, so we know that's true. And I have an article here that from Greg Hunter that I know was on the program with you quite often, a very good article. I'd like to read part of it in a minute. It says 2021, a year of mass bankruptcy. And it makes perfect sense. Greg can put together a pretty good article, and it's pretty hard hitting. So can I go ahead and share that real quickly? You have something else you want to say?
Sure, go ahead.
Financial writer John Rubino says 2021 is going to be a pivotal year in the debt markets. Rubino says lots of debt will either be bailed out or defaulted on in some way, because of CV-19, there's no getting around this. The debt clock has been pushed forward by years. One, two huge to hide debt problems are heavily indebted U.S. states and cities. Rubino says you have to call this a scam, because years ago they decided to offer wildly overgenerous pensions to public sector unions. In return for that, the public sector unions elected people who would keep on doing that and keep the gravy train going. Back then it worked, but now they are all retiring, and these states and cities are heading for some version of bankruptcy at an accelerated rate. It was always going to happen in the next 10 years, but with the pandemic, the first frame has been moved way up. So probably 2021 will be a year where a lot of these guys hit a wall where they have no choice but to default on a lot of their obligations. That's going to throw the financial system into a turmoil, and I'll make comment here. Melody, you've been warning people for years that these retirement funds won't last. You've been saying that for years. And it's not just these people in cities. It's going to come to Social Security too, folks. It's coming to all of us. Rubino points out if they can't pay their bills, they can't pay their bills. If it can't happen, it won't happen. So you get the effective bankruptcy via defaults for a lot of these places. That means massive layoffs of city and state workers and turmoil in the bond market. That kind of thing alone is enough to send the U.S. back into recession, assuming we are out of the recession when it happens. Good point. If you combine this with all the other stuff that will be going on, it's going to be one of those perfect storm scenarios where everywhere you look, somebody is in trouble and demanding a federal bailout. The federal government has a printing press. They can bail out Illinois mismanagement and Chicago mismanagement, and basically bail out the politicians who did all these things. This will come at the cost of the financial markets in general, and in the currency markets in particular. When they see trillions of dollars in bailouts here and trillions of bailouts there, they will conclude that maybe you don't want to hold the currency of this country that is doing this. Then the U.S. starts looking a lot like Illinois does now, not a AAA credit, and that is when the debt spiral starts. This causes people to lose faith in currency, and then it's game over. There are mass layoffs coming one way or another. It's just a question of who gets laid off. Rubino also says that a lot of these cities and states are pinning their hopes on a bailout because they can't fix things themselves. They have screwed things up to the point to say there's no local fix that is feasible. So they are hoping the Fed creates $3 trillion or $4 trillion new dollars and just hands it to them. There are no winners in any of this. There are people who lose less badly than others. You can drive yourself crazy talking about the horrible things that are going to happen as when we run out of money, as things stop working. One of the things that will happen is there will be civil unrest, and there will be slower and slower police response time. The world will get very threatening at that some point. There is no good way out of this. Everything is a choice of types of pain. That's all we have left. Do you want this kind of crisis or that kind of crisis? And that's a piece of the article that was shared here. And I thought it was very well put together, Melody. And it doesn't paint a good picture. But cities and states are going bankrupt. They did put out too much money in promised retirement benefits and insurances. They promise things they can't keep. I don't know how they're planning on building this on a basis on taxpayers forever, but as this article says, they hope to go out another 10 years, but with the pandemic and nobody working, this isn't going that far. It's already happening. Unless the Fed step in and say we're going to bail you out, we don't have it months left, perhaps, if that long. So this is a very well put together article, and we knew that the Ponzi scheme would come to an end sooner or later, didn't we?
Well, we did, you know, and, you know, a lot of that, you know, retirement account money, the pensions from these cities and states, well, where does it go? It goes into Wall Street. And, you know, I mean, they're all complicit in the decline. I'm sure Washington promised these cities, you know, and we all knew this is coming. It's going to hit Social Security, too. It's going to hit all everything, because the one thing, and it's correct, they will print as much as they'll print as and I say it a little bit more down to earth. They're going to print until the cows come home, but the cows do get home. They find their way and they get home, and then what?
Every nation who's went down this path, and we can name dozens of them, have went the same way we're heading now, Melody. We're no different. But you think we would learn from it, but we never do.
No, because people are people. We're human. And they know how to... They have the abilities, they have access in order to sway public opinions. It's just done so professionally. It's all market research. It's, you know... Before anything ever comes out of D.C., they test it to see what people's responses are going to be. You know,
Absolutely.
These catchphrases and everything. It's all...
Mind games.
Yes, it's psychological warfare. They control us.
But our biggest, I think, hang-up is the fact that, well, we're Americans. It can never happen here. We've been the most prosperous nation in the world for 150 years. It can't happen to America. It won't happen to us, and when we were first founded, and we were based our economic system up on a sound money system, it wouldn't happen to us. But we just switched to a fiat currency; it has to happen to us, just a matter of time.
Well, the thing of it is, what people don't understand is it isn't. I don't know if it's the only reason is just because it couldn't happen here, other than. Hasn't happened here. We don't have a history yet. We're not that old of a country. European countries, Latin American countries, all of those, they've experienced it. They've experienced living under socialism and communism. We have yet to experience that. And, you know, we've talked about how, you know, it's a cycle where communism... capitalism turns to communism. Communism, cycles into capitalism. Capitalism can, you know, it's a wheel. It's a cycle. We've only so far have experienced capitalism. So, and this is the changes that we accept. It's growth. It's, you know, because we just didn't have, you know, it's, you know, they've been. I mean, Butch, we know the story. They've watered down. You know, our religions, they water down the faiths, they water down the morality, our faith, our beliefs, our, you know, and this
Absolutely.
Is, and they've kept us busy beavers. We all wanted to be prosperous. We all wanted to make sure our children had a better life than we have. You know, when I look back at my grandparents and I see how poor they were, and I remember visiting with them every weekend. I lived out there. They had a pretty nice life.
Yes.
We confuse things with, you know, materialism. To have things doesn't mean a great life.
No, it doesn't.
Nice things. I like power. I like to be able to flush my toilet inside the house and not outside. So, you know, I'm not trying to sound like I'm, you know, above everyone. But it's such a combination of everything. And we all failed, I think.
Yeah. We have.
And maybe failure, but we've all been influenced somehow, some way.
Well, each generation, we'll just say this politely, it become more dumbed down in a lot of different areas. On purpose, that was done on purpose. And we've all become softer, Melody, in a lot of areas. You know that we've all done. As you mentioned, you have conveniences now that you don't want to do without. Well, we didn't have a lot of those growing up. We didn't have a bathroom until I was a teenager. We didn't have an inside bathroom. You know, those things, and we didn't have water in the house until I was almost a teenager. And Dad dug a well finally. So these are things we did. No one found anything about it because everybody was doing the same thing. But now, if you don't have running water and indoor plumbing, you're really out of it. And that's the way we are. And we're so soft, we accept that to be that way. Used to heat the house with wood and coal. I still do a lot. But now most people have central heating and air conditioning. We didn't have any of that growing up. That wasn't done. You know, people had stoves in the front room for wintertime and open windows in summertime.
Yep.
But it's all changed. It's all changed. It's convenient. It's comfortable. But it's also deadly in the sense that it makes us too soft. And we accept that anything comes down the road just so we can save our luxuries.
Well, so now this nation is trillions and trillions of dollars in debt.
Absolutely.
Cities and states, I mean, they've already set precedents in cities filing bankruptcies. You had Stockton, California already. So, the precedents have been set that these cities and states can file bankruptcies. States, what is it? Cities can file bankruptcies, but supposedly states can't. But they can take away your benefits. They can reduce the benefits. And, you know, the only reason they've been able to survive is because of that stock market. So, I mean, it's all connected.
And future, and raising taxes on the people that are still working.
Absolutely. How much tax are we willing to pay?
That's right. The best government is still a leech. No matter how good it is, they still have siphoned off wealth somebody to pay their expenses. So that's just
and that's okay.
Folks,
we need government. Yeah, but we do need government.
We do.
We need a government.
But when they become too big, the parasite leaches the body dry. We need righteous government and common sense government. We haven't had that for a long time, LD.
Well, when we get on the path that and I know all of our listeners know this already. You know, again, they took us off the gold standard. They brought in the social programs. And accountability went out the window.
Yep.
That's how corruption crept into. I'm not saying corruption was never there before. There was always corruption. There was always violence and so forth.
Yep.
But not to the degree. 20 minutes is up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. You know, October 29th, 1929, you had Black Tuesday hit Wall Street as investors traded some 16 million shares on the New York Stock Exchange in a single day. Billions of dollars were lost. And, of course, I think we all can relate that. We all tie that to the beginning of the Great Depression. And billions of dollars were lost, wiped out thousands of investors, and spiraled the America and the rest of the industrialized world into the Great Depression. It was the deepest and the longest lasting economic downturn in the history of the Western industrialized world up to that time. So, you know, I don't want that to happen again. But boy, I'll tell you, Butch, the similarities. I mean, we've seen these similarities all the way back and, you know, through the Great Recession of 2008. And I think what is happening now is, you know, to say basically, I mean, we're supposed to be in a recession, but I do believe that we will be heading into a depression greater than the Great Depression.
Well, of course, and you stop and think, they still had real money back then, too.
Yeah.
And we still went into a depression. What's going to be like when we have all fiat currency? The dollar totally collapses worldwide. Then what? It'll be much worse than a local depression for a nation. We'll be hit by the whole world with the depression.
Yeah.
So that's something that we need to think about also. They actually had real money back then. But so we're going to see something different. And not only that, but the morals of the people were better back then than they are now. So we'll see what happens. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm really not. And I don't know about the reset. I don't know what's coming there. I don't know what that's going to tie into if it happens. I don't look forward to that because I think it's going to do a lot of things to the economy and to the people. It's going to further enslave the people. But I don't know that. I'm just speculating here. So anyway, you go ahead.
Well, you know, the reforms that Roosevelt did, the New Deal, how much difference, I mean, there's some difference, but how much difference is that from the CARES Act and all the stimulus
That's
going
true.
Into the people? And
That's
now
true.
That they started, they can't stop it.
Well, it started, of course, as you mentioned, Roosevelt, Social Security, and all the other things, and WPA, Working People of America. It all started with those are social reforms. That was socialism, and it felt good, and people loved it, and it's multiplied since then. If we had time to stop and count the federal and state programs that we have now, since that started back in the 1930s, I mean, we can name dozens of agencies that we didn't have back then that now dole out money to people for whatever reason. Like there's no end to it. Of course, the Fed keeps printing paper, so they can dole it out. Eventually, that's going to collapse like a house of bricks. It's going to hurt a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's, you know, people keep telling me that we're gloom and doom, and that's all we talk about. But I mean, this is it baffles me that, you know, we're seeing the same things happen, and as many good things that has happened in the past 4 years, it hasn't gotten the nation out of our problems. You know, good things have happened in the past 4 years. But where is this nation? Where is this country? Financially, you can't do well. If well, you don't have say, an economy to support
no,
the people.
The people right now, they're sitting home, don't have work, can't pay the rent, can't buy groceries. I would say to them they feel pretty much doomed right now financially. I know there's hope beyond this world. Praise God for that blessed hope we have in Christ. But nonetheless, people who are not working and struggling to pay the bills, I guess you could say there is a big gloom and doom. And we're not trying to get people feel depressed. We're trying to tell them this is happening to your neighbors now. It may come to your home in the very near future. We people don't stop and think, well, this doesn't affect me, so it really isn't all that bad. If my neighbor goes down, I certainly can too. It's just a matter of time. So we need to quit looking at ourselves and thinking, well, we're okay. A lot of people aren't okay. We need to warn those who think they are that their turn's coming, unless it turns around very quickly. Their turn's coming. And I don't see any way to turn around now. I really don't. No way.
No. I mean, and this is going to happen. And you can be distracted by everything and just hope that it will turn around, but the numbers just
don't
match. They don't add up. And, you know, if somebody can show me the numbers where they add up, hey, I'd be the first to listen.
I'd be tickled to hear it myself. I'd be tickled to hear it.
Yeah. And so I am happy that we have a conservative Supreme Court. I think that was a great... Well, we just don't know yet just how conservative it is. You know? I mean, we really don't know. We hope that they are. The three that were put in the last...
Roberts has been a great disappointment.
Yeah.
So, I don't know...
So was Gorsuch.
Yeah. I don't know if Barrett doing better or not. I've read something about Barrett, and I don't think she's all that conservative, but that's just what I've read. We'll see. Time will tell. Yeah. The old saying goes, the proof's in the pudding, right?
Yeah.
We will see.
Well, you know, I just want to talk about this briefly, Butch, coming off the worst quarter in history. Hey, the U.S., now that we did all the gloom and doom, the U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace ever in the third quarter as a nation battered by an unprecedented pandemic. Third quarter gross domestic product, which is a measure of the total goods and services produced in the July to September period, expanded, okay, at a 33.1% annualized pace, according to the Commerce Department. Now, the gain came after a 31.4% annualized plunge in the second quarter, and was better than the 32% estimate from the economists that were surveyed by Dow Jones. So the previous post-World War II record was 16.7 bursts in the first quarter of 1950. These two things are totally different.
You can't compare
our third quarter to going back to the World War II record.
No.
And the thing of it is, if we were negative... Get me wrong, if we were down, if we were plunged to 31.4% plunge in the second quarter, it's better, but how much better is it really?
Well, we were down 50, we'll say, and we jumped up 30. We're still down 20.
Yep.
You know, it's a false number. It's not that it isn't true, it just doesn't reflect reality, because we're not back, we're not gaining, we're still behind on the game. So people need to look at it that way. It's just that easy. You know, I just looked at an article here, too, that poor Louisiana, they have been clobbered this year. And this says Zeta leaves nearly 2 million without power, at least 2 dead after slamming Gulf Coast. It's the fifth storm that's hit Louisiana this year, Melody. It said that the power is out 2 million people, and the Grand Albert Burrito levee was breached in three places. And that's, of course, we know that's in Louisiana. That's not affecting you and I right now, but again, it affects real people. It affects their livelihoods. It affects their homes. So they have been clobbered. Louisiana has not been a good place to be this year so far.
No. Hopefully this is the last storm coming through. We're getting it right now.
Well, yeah, we're getting some rain here, too. Have you ever been to Louisiana? Have you ever traveled to Louisiana?
No, I haven't been much to the south.
Well, it's nothing for miles inland but swamps and little islands of property. There's nothing, I mean, there's nothing here to stop the water to come in, the tides coming in. There's no hills, no mountains, no nothing, really, for miles inland. So when the storms hit, they had nothing to slow it down. That's why they're hammering so hard with water, with the surges of water inland so far, because there's nothing there to stop it. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful whenever the sun's shining and maybe a little bit hot and humid. But I was stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi, when I was in the Air Force, and in the summertime, it did get hot and humid. It did, but it was a pretty place to be. But when a hurricane hit, it wasn't pleasant because there's nothing there to stop the storm. You were just kind of wide open and unprotected. That's why it's a hard on them.
Wow. Hey, Butch, can you take the program over for just about 3 minutes?
I sure can. You can go right ahead. All righty. I'll read this next article, folks, I think is important because it affects you and I, because it's talking about the states. U.S. states face biggest cash crisis since the Great Depression. Connecticut acted fast. Social distancing, lockdowns, and testing slashed COVID-19 cases in the spring. But when Comptroller Kevin Limbo opened an email from his budget director on April 15th, it was clear the state's quick action to contain the pandemic hasn't insulated its finances. "We hit the brakes so quickly on the economy that we went through the windshield," his deputy wrote. Connecticut is projecting a total revenue decline of $8.4 billion through the 2024 budget year, more than twice the rainy day fund built up over the last 3 years. "All you can do is grip the bar as tight as you can, make the smartest decisions you can in real time, plan for the worst and be surprised at something less worse," said Mr. Limbo. Nationwide, the U.S. state budget shortfall from 2020 through 2022 could amount to about $434 billion, according to data from Moody's Analytics. The economic analysis for ARM and Moody's Core. The estimate assumed no additional fiscal stimulus from Washington, further coronavirus-fueled restrictions on businesses and travel, and extra costs to Medicaid amid high unemployment. So, if nothing else happens bad, if COVID goes away, we don't shut down more businesses, and nothing else happens, they said that's the lowest it's going to get. That's greater than the 2019 K-12 education budget for every state combined, or more than twice the amount spent that year on state roads and other transportation infrastructure, according to the National Association of State Budget Officers. So this is not good. States are hurting. Taxation, of course, is down because businesses are down. Individuals aren't working. Folks, on top of all the other things we talked about, this is just another coffin, so to speak, because we're seeing it come together in our local communities and our local states. Now, this isn't in Washington State or D.C. This is in West Virginia. It's in Colorado. It's in California. It's in Florida. It's everywhere because states' finances are going down. And if the states don't get help, then they're going to start cutting people off, obviously. Start laying people off, maybe cutting back on the pay, the ones that stay. I know here locally, a very close friend of mine's husband works here for a coal company. I don't know why they cut the pay, but they cut their pay $1,000. They cut it now, $1,000 every 2 weeks. So there's a lot of things happening here that just are not good for a lot of people. And we mustn't kid ourselves thinking it's going to get a lot better, because it isn't. Even now, to the point, there's a tsunami of empty college dorms risk student housing market implosion. Colleges, folks, are hurting too. Now, these are things I didn't really think about, but colleges are hurting. Fall enrollment has plunged. Some colleges are shuttering operations. Revenues across the entire higher education industry are collapsing, and the shift from physical to virtual education due to the virus pandemic could prick the next bubble, the student housing debt market. Our warning about the coming implosion of the higher education industry as a whole would become louder and louder over the last 6+ years, as the student debt bubble has recently swelled to more than $1.6 trillion. Years ago, no one at that time could have forecasted a virus pandemic would doom colleges and universities. Credit rating agency Moody's recently downgraded the entire higher education sector to negative from stable, and the American Council on Education estimates colleges and universities will experience a $23 billion decline in revenues over the next academic year. Bloomberg outlines the increase of virtual education in the virus pandemic, which resulted in an abundance of empty dorms in colleges and universities, creating a $14 billion headache for the student housing debt market. That's I hadn't really considered the fact about colleges being hit like this, but obviously they have been. This is a bubble, I guess you could say, or a chain reaction that when you jerk a rope and then sway it up and down, the ripples right on down the rope. This is happening right here, and maybe it started on one end, but it's going down, affecting the whole economy. So I hadn't really thought about that a whole lot. But colleges are hurting also. This is not something that's ended with people's jobs, because it goes on down to affect other things, that even higher education. Mel, are you back already?
I am, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I sent everybody home early because our weather is bad, and I had to get something at the delivery, so thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. You have anything you want to say? Go right ahead.
No, you've done well.
Okay. Well, and this next thing, a lot of hoarding. Now, people may laugh at this, Melody, but I have stocked up on toilet paper. I don't like using catalogs. They don't flush very good. But anyway.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of hoarding. Americans race to supermarkets as second wave arrives. The outlook for the virus pandemic is worsening across the country, with more than 20 states reporting case numbers at near record levels. As cases rise, so do anxieties among consumers who have already started panic hoarding for the second time this year as the COVID winter approaches. As the panic hoarding begins, food markets are prepared this time, like the first round that started in March, which resulted in widespread shortage of food products. Bloomberg notes that General Mills, Campbell Soup, Conger Brands, and Stonyfield Farm have expanded internal and external product lines this summer to prepare for another panic wave of buying. America's food makers are determined not to get caught flat-footed again. Many companies left sales on the table this spring when they couldn't ramp up production fast enough for the dried pasta and canned soups that skittish customers were stockpiling. Food producers used a calmer summer to assess the new grocery landscape and rework their strategies. Now, with COVID-19 cases climbing in and the big holiday meals getting closer, investors are waiting to see whether it will be enough, Bloomberg said. So that's a good move. I'm glad to hear that. I am. But now they're concerned that they're getting food imported that is poison. So I don't know what that's going to shake out to, but this is happening also. So... But that's a good move, Mel. I'm glad to see that they're preparing themselves for what could happen. That's a smart thing to do, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, because they don't want to be without. They saw what happened earlier this year, and, you know, that happens. Next time, things aren't going to come back.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah. That's, you know what? Thought. I just saw this headline. I don't know when it happened.
But I hear music coming
in here. We'll talk about it when we're back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, yeah, just heading, I just saw this headline today, Butch. I guess, are we going back to this? There was in church, in a Nice church, France, it was a woman beheaded. And it's like she was among three killed by a suspected Tunisian migrant. And France has been rocked with two terror attacks in one day. And this guy... this Tunisian, he had just arrived in Europe just a couple of weeks ago. And it's like, are we going back to that? And it's been relatively quiet in these past 4 years here in the States, I believe. We haven't had any there. Once in a while, you'll hear something about Allahu Akbar, whatever his name is. So it's, you know. So it's just...
Well, the unrest is worldwide, Melody, and it is. It's worldwide. You know, you want to hear a heartbreaker? The NBA, oh my, that's almost like a god to some people. Braces for a record 40% drop in revenue in 2020-21 season, 40% drop in revenue, and said some of the losses... also included $200 million net negative impact from the loss of partnership with China following Daryl Morey's tweet promoting Hong Kong freedom a year ago. Somebody tweeted that they wanted Hong Kong to be free, and China cut off a deal with them for $200 million. So they're set to lose 40% of the drop, which is somewhere in the area of, I think it says, $8.3 billion. The revenues dropped 10% to $8.3 billion for the 2019-2020 season. So... expecting another 40% drop on top of that, 2020 through 2021. So, I mean, the NBA, that, you know, that when you start hearing about NBA or NFL or anything like that, that's huge, because that really drew a lot of people into these sports. Nothing wrong with sports. I'm not knocking sports, but that's just a big hit. And if it's just, that's something to think about, that people's entertainment is being hurt also. So we'll see.
It is. It's everywhere. Yeah. Everyone is affected. But they're a little bit easier to... but when you have those kind of losses and you look at the jobs that they would normally employ during a season, and we look at money that they've lost, but, I don't know what their employees... You have a lot of part-time employees. You know, they're hired just for the games and in that area and so forth, but... you look at all the food vendors and the T-shirt vendors, and it really does trickle down. And so the fourth quarter is going to be interesting.
It is. And you don't realize how many people it affects until you start reading the articles and understand it, like the colleges and the dormitories. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about that too much. But you're right. It covers the whole area, the whole aspect of economics in this country. It affects us all, every one of us, to a point. If our incomes are not cut, prices go up, so we're paying extra for things. So these are all, it's hurting all of us. Yeah. It really is, folks. This is not something that we can isolate to one into one group of people or just a few businesses. It's hurting all of us. Now, in Europe and in France and Germany, they want to shut businesses down again for at least a month. I don't know how they're going to afford to do that. I mean, the businesses are struggling already. In New York, they're wanting to close down some businesses again. I mean, we might get that in a minute, but I don't know how they're going to afford to do that. They already lost about 50% of the business already. How are they going to do that again without destroying the rest of them?
You know,
that's really serious.
It is.
You know, we look at that and think that, well, that's sad. It's in Germany and France, but it's not just Germany and France. It's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere.
And that just is a sad thing. We can't destroy the world's economy over any virus, period. You can't do it. You're not just. It's sad that people die from it. I'm not taking away from that at all. But you can't destroy everybody else's lives because of it. You got to draw a line somewhere and say we got to face it for what it is, and put people back to work and run our nations again. We can't let this destroy us. We'll make it harder than everybody else. People are dying for a lot of reasons now. They can't even get medical care because they can't get in the hospitals or committing suicide. Or a lot of things happening because of this. We can't let that keep on going on. But you would think that the leaders in France and in Germany and America would figure this out and think, we can't do this again. The businesses can't handle it. They just can't do it. So I guess on the bright side, though, Amazon's really prospering, big time prospering. I think that doubled his income of Amazon. So roughly half all Americans will do most or all holiday shopping online this year. According to a survey, as many Americans prepare for the holidays, retailers are wondering what the traditional Black Friday shopping stretch is going to look like. Now the CDC has effectively declared sales unsafe. While customers might not pack into physical stores like they did in years past, many expect the virus to hasten the shift toward e-commerce spending. In a recent report, a team of analysts at Pipsley asked 1,000 Americans adults about their plans and attitudes toward what will undoubtedly be remembered as a unique holiday season. Sure, online shopping, I mean, yeah, there are people doing it, and I guess they're getting their goods. But that, again, cuts out employees in stores. Brick-and-mortar stores are suffering because of this. And I would have thought, this is my opinion, I didn't go out on Black Fridays. I just couldn't stand it. But some people look forward to shopping on Black Friday and other days. You know, yeah, that'd be true, too.
I do.
So there we go. Another whole change, another whole difference scenario we're playing out in the next couple of months. And even, would you believe that in the UK, cops will raid homes during the holidays if too many people come in to the home? Now this is for real stuff. California is trying to do the same thing.
So is New Jersey City, I don't know which one it is, they're going to hand out, let's see, but go ahead with your story, then I'll...
Well, that's all right, but I mean, reading these articles, I'm seeing this happening. I'm thinking, how long before people say we can't do it again? We cannot keep going down the same road. We can't destroy the lives of billions of people over a virus. And I don't get this. Maybe I'm just an old hillbilly that doesn't think too straight. But you can't take away a whole nation's prosperity because of fear of a virus. You just can't do it. You can't allow it to happen. I know we have so far, but we can't allow it to happen. And now the FBI is warning that of imminent ransomware attacks on hospital systems. I guess you saw that also. Federal agencies warned that cyber criminals are unleashing a wave of data scrambling extortion attempts against U.S. healthcare systems designed to lock up hospital information systems, which could hurt patient care. This is nationwide COVID-19 are spiking. A joint alert when the FBI and two federal agencies warned that they had a credible information of an increased and imminent cybercrime threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The alert said malicious groups are targeting the sector with attacks that produce data theft and disruption of healthcare services. The cyber attacks involve ransomware, which scrambles data into a gibberish that can only be unlocked with software keys provided once targets pay up. Independent security experts say it has already hobbled at least 5 U.S. hospitals this week and can impact hundreds more. Melody, computers are not secure. They have been a downfall for this country. They've been a benefit. I'm not saying that in a lot of ways, and maybe convenient. But they have also put a lot of people's IDs in jeopardy and a downfall of a lot of people overall, period. As someone once said to me, not some time back, did it ever occur to you that before you had to have an ID, no one could steal your ID? I thought, wow, that's good. Before we put all this on computers, no one could take it. Now it's open to anybody. So it is what it is, folks. We got ourselves into it with our eyes wide open. Or as that movie one time was, I saw, was Eyes Wide Shut. I didn't see the movie, but I saw the title. So maybe we had our eyes wide shut, trusting too many people. But there's no such thing as a secure computer system. There is no such thing, because someone always finds a way around it. You cannot stop it. It's happening. Any comments, Melody?
No, I mean, we've given up our privacy. We've given up our security. We've given up everything. So there is nothing secure. And it does baffle me. It just baffles me how people do everything online. They're banking. Just everything. But,
well, if somebody gets your social security number, they pretty much can get what they want. You know, I'm just telling you this from personal experience. I opened up a debit account the other day because I had to do some business by that. And I didn't have it 2 months when somebody hacked into it. So what they do, they give me a new number and shoot it around. How long will that last? The first one lasts 2 months. Our account, our call decision account got hit hard about 6-8 months ago. Somebody hacked into it. So folks, please believe this when I tell you this. Your information is not secure on any database. No matter what you're told, it's not secure. Comments, Melody?
No. Nope.
So I don't know what else to say about that. But
hey,
here's our
We're just about out of time, but we do have a caller, I believe. Let me bring it up. Let me see if I can. Dave from Massachusetts. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Hi, I'm Melanie and Butch. As I was listening to you talking about all the mask mandates, and this is basically just COVID-19 plus the Black Lives Matter Antifa. It's just a social engineering ploy that's being pushed globally.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And I'm already detecting from the mayor of Boston nearby. He's encouraging people that, well, if you see too many people going to your neighbor's home for Thanksgiving, you inform on them. Basically, that's what the gist of it was. And then they say, okay, we'll have virtual Thanksgiving dinner. So I thought what I wanted to tell any Americans listening who celebrate Thanksgiving, don't let them take Thanksgiving away from you.
Amen.
In fact,
amen.
You know what else I would like to say, that how they say no mask, no entry in many businesses. I'd like to say that any place that I have dominion, so to speak, a place where I'm in charge, I have a no mask allowed rule. So I would encourage people to do that. Saying if you're wearing a mask, remove it, otherwise you don't come in.
Hey, I tend to agree with that. I really do. I do. But you're right. This is a mind psyops game worldwide. And as a whole, the mask fell for it.
Well, just like an Amish farmer was asked recently, do you have any problem with COVID-19? And I guess this Amish farmer said, well, no, we don't have television.
Yes. Absolutely. That's very true. I mean, how can you be afraid of something that you don't know exists? So, yeah, good point.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Dave?
No, that's it. So enjoy the last few days before chaos breaks out.
Oh, yes.
All righty, okay. Dave. Will you stay safe?
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I like a phone call once in a while. That's good. People are listening, and they want to get involved. That's why I take phone calls in my program, LD. I want them to realize that I may be the host, but I'm not the boss, so to speak. It's everybody's program. If they aren't there, then I can't be here. So I want them to know they're part of it. That's why I do take phone calls a lot. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
I know that.
Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
Okay. We're down about the last minute. What do you want to say in closing?
Oh.
And by the way, what's the special for the month?
Everything.
Everything?
Just everything.
Right.
You got it. Everything's on special.
Everything
now.
Is half off, folks. Everything's half off. Call it a day.
But you know what's interesting now, Butch? Now, you know what's interesting, though? We've seen silver really is maintaining a strong base at this level at $23, $24. And gold, we haven't seen premiums drop on the items. So things are readily available, but premiums, they're still staying pretty strong, wholesale premiums. So that's a good sign. That means it's telling me that there are a lot of buyers out there. And so people are beginning to wake up and understand the importance. We've had a lot of big buyers, a lot of large buyers coming into the market. And that's a good thing, too. And they're the smart ones because they know what's coming and they're rearranging.
Absolutely.
They're getting out of paper and putting it into real money. And that's what folks who have pension accounts, retirement accounts, savings accounts, that's what you need to be doing. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Butch, I want to thank you for joining me today.
You're more than welcome.
It was great. Those of you in the South, be safe. Take care of yourself, and hope you avoided any severe damage from the hurricane. And those who are getting it now, be safe. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.